This is KI-4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS W4DJW with three announcements.
DJW, go ahead with your announcements.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate you picking up the net tonight. Johnny Allison called. He is the club president for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and he has been sick for the past 2 months. He's been out of work for 2 months. We've missed the club meeting for a couple of months. He is starting to get better now, and he wanted me to relay that to the amateur radio 2-meter net audience. He isn't out of the woods yet. He did have COVID, and he got over that, and then he got pneumonia, and he is getting over that. He's not totally out of the woods yet. He's not back to work yet. It will be a while before he goes back to work, but he is getting better, and he just wanted everyone to know what was going on there. Talked to him for quite a while. He still has coughing spells where he has to take a moment and just cough, and that's good. That builds up his lungs capacity, but also at the same time, it's kind of hard on him. So that's the update on Johnny. That's announcement number one. Announcement number two is not so good news. Robert Martin, AA4RM, who calls this net on the last 2 to 3 Mondays of the month, is going in the hospital to go on the ventilator. He's not doing well at all. And he asked him and Bonnie that everybody pray for him and Bonnie as they approach this not wanting to, but his blood oxygen level was sufficiently low that it was the best thing for him. So keep them in your thoughts and prayers. That's AA4RM Robert Martin and his wife Bonnie. That's the second announcement. And then the third announcement is Johnny said he was getting questions about a possibility for a December meeting at a restaurant, reserving space at a restaurant. And what he would like to know is, well, if you're going to reserve a space at a restaurant, they want to have at least 25 people or more. And if you don't have 25 people or more, they want somebody to guarantee $250 that you'll pay them for reserving that space in their restaurant. So what we need to know is how many people would be interested in going to a restaurant for a December club meeting. If you would like to do that, you can email me. I'm good on QRZ. Look up my call sign, W4DJW on QRZ. My email address is there. If you don't want to look that up, it's DaveWatson@charter.net. It's pretty easy to remember. It's one word, DaveWatson@charter.net. If you're interested, just send me an email. I'll tally the number, give that information back to Johnny, and he'll take it from there. Gary, that's my three announcements. I'll turn it back to you. And check me in, negative and negative, and tell Miss Joy we said hello. W4DJW, back to net control.
You want to put a number on any of those announcements? I count that as piece of traffic tonight.
Numbers 1, 2, and 3.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am. Ma'am. Thank you, sir. Sorry about that, Dave. Got you in the log. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are having a good evening. And I had another question for Johnny when you talked to him. I got a question from Art, KE4EAN over in Spartanburg. They wanted to know about the Upstate Ham Fest, if they have any ideas of when we might put that on this year so they can get it in their newsletter. I don't guess it'll go off this year. It'll probably be next year, since it had to be postponed. But next time you talk with Johnny, see what you can find out so we can get in touch with Art over there in Spartanburg.
I'll do that, Gary. I'll bring that up. I think a lot of things like that are going to start to resurface. You're going to hear the the club starting back up again. It's like a restart after all of this. And hopefully Robert will be with us and can help out with that. But we'll see what happens. But I will do that, Gary.
J.I. 4 LCI with a question. 4RM, when did he get seriously sick?
So the last Monday of October, we had Chad call the net for him. I don't know if you remember, but he calls the Monday nets that Wendy does not call. She calls the first two, and he calls the remainder. The last one in October was called by Chad because Robert was sick at that time. He had a lung infection. He did not get better. He's been getting worse, and he is still not better. And so Chad will be calling it for him on the 15th. And possibly on the following Mondays the rest of this month, but we'll see. We'll see how Robert does. So it was probably about the middle of last month of October, Andy, that he started getting signs of it, and tonight is the turning point where it's not going good at all.
I didn't know that had happened, Robert, and I had suspicions that something like that may have happened to Johnny, but I thought he was in better health than that, could handle this better than that, but if he's been out for 2 months, it can get anybody. Go ahead, y'all, carry on with the net, but that about Robert Martin, that kind of caught me off guard, K-I-4-L-C-I.
Agreed, Andy. I think it's hard news for all of us. Robert's been around with this club forever. I'll turn it back to you, Gary. KF4DOS, W4DJW.
Thanks for bringing all those to us tonight. Does anyone else have any questions or any feels on Dave's announcements? Heard any other traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KF4DOS.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, NDO Seaway Golf, KO 4, ISG. This is Danny over here in Gastonia. Sorry to hear about your fellow club member over there. Prayers for all.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO 4, ISG. Master Danny up there in Gastonia. All that being said, we will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. This being Thursday night, there won't be a swap net tonight. I'm calling the net for Matt, so we'll just go on with the roll call, and then we'll go straight into rag chew. To recognize all the pre-check-ins tonight, got a big group of those to use the pre-check-in function on the repeater. I got K1CJW, Mr. Rowland. He's over at Pickens. W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, Miss Iva, the Traveler's Rest. And KO4IW, that's Mr. Ben, he's over at Easley. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's at Table Rock. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's over at Taylor's. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack, he's over in Greenville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, down in Prosperity. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's at Brown's Summit. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's up there at Fletcher. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. And her husband, Mark, W2MJB, they're down in Simpsonville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's over in Anderson. And WU2T, that's Mr. Rusty, he's over in Moore. And KO4RUR, that's Mr. Chris, he's over in Greenville. at W4MKH. That's Mr. Marshall. He's down in Jacksonville, Florida. At WG4MC. Mr. Matt, he's over in Western Greenville County. That's all the pre-check hits I had tonight, which was a real good list. Appreciate each and every one of those. So now we'll go to Echo Link. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa. Landing via Echo Link. Liberty in and out.
And they would like to say good evening to KG4WNP. Mr. Landon, he's over at Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Hope you're doing well. Now we'll move up to the alphabet, starting with the Quebec Through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Shot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic. No roundtable.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 on the Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Rich and Grable. No traffic, no roundtable.
4 DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KF4RVH. Mr. JD over there, Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, JD. Hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. Any others, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
OS, here you again. Please check in N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I just pulled in the driveway in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
4DOS. 4WFU. It's Ken in Simpsonville. Be negative and negative.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. I imagine there'd be a lot of folks kind of scratching their head wondering why I'm calling tonight. But Matt is under the weather, so he asked me if I would pick it up for him tonight. So I told him yes, so that's the reason I'm here two nights in a row. But appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, he's just pulled in the driveway up there in Cleveland. Good timing there, Shane. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you have a good evening. And K4WFU, Mr. Ken, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Going around to the front of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative. 73 is to you and everyone on the net.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. and their daughter, KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Y'all KI4DOS. To the Echo through Hotel Group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Y'all KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, no traffic tonight, Gary.
4DOS. And Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And also, Gary, would you check in KO4NUE? He asked me to check him in earlier. That's Chad. He's out helping some new hams this evening. Thank you, Gary.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KC4EZN. Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Some comments in just a little bit. And KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick. He's up in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. And Patrick brings along Mr. Chad, KO4NUE. Appreciate you bringing Chad along there, Patrick, and we do appreciate it. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative, negative, and say 73 for each one of you.
4DOS. Okay, thank you for picking up the net for Matt tonight. I know he appreciates it. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. We're all thinking of Robert tonight. 7-3.
DOS. Ken, Kilo Oscar 4. Juliet, Kilo Victor. That's KO 4, JKV. This is Duncan up in Nashville. No traffic, no comment. 73.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in Joe, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, in Greer, in and out this evening.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And KK4JD, Mr. Joe, he's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy, and she's sitting in the other room reading a book tonight. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
6, India Whiskey. Call 36, India Whiskey.
Good evening to AC6IW. Could I get your name and location, please, sir?
Yes, my name is Jeff, Juliet Echo, Foxtrot, Foxtrot. I'm in Greenville, and the call is Alpha Charlie 6, India Whiskey, no traffic, and I won't stick around for a rag too, but I might listen for a little bit. AC6IW, thanks for running the net.
Jeff, appreciate you being with us tonight. Yours is a new call for me. I don't think you've checked in on any of mine yet so far, but come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night, different net controller, at 9 p.m. So you come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you there, young man. Hope you're doing well. All righty, let's move up to the very patient group on a Thursday night, the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Please check in and out tonight. W-4-M-H-E. Melvin up here in Hendersonville. And also my wife, Pam, KZ-4-PAM. Thanks for calling the net, Gary. And 7-3 to everybody on the net.
KI-4-DOS. And November 4, Mike Whiskey, Jimmy. Mobile over here in Taylor's, coming out of fire training, headed to the house. We'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike. Walked up here at Lake Bowen in Inman. No traffic, but I'll stick around for some night shoot.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. KO 4, NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. 7-3 to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative. And prayers out for Robert.
Say good evening to W4MHE. That's Mr. Melvin and his sweet bride, KZ4PAM, Miss Pam. They're up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Melvin. Tell Pam we said hello. And N4MMW, Mr. Jimmy. He's out there mobile around Taylor's tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jimmy. You be careful out there on the mobile. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt. He's up there at Lake Bowen in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Got you down for some comments. Be back to you in just a little bit. And KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred. He's mobile around Piedmont tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful out there on the mobile. And KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel up in Fletcher tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS, KO-4-NUE, just walked in the door. Daniel was checking in from Camden on the other side of Columbia tonight, using that messed up Jack J pole I made for him. And also I'd like for you to check in by relay, KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris up in Liberty. Thank you, Gary. You're doing a wonderful job tonight, sir.
And I got Daniels corrected. He's down in Camden tonight. That's pretty good from Camden with a J-pole, I'm telling you. That's really good. But we got Daniel in and got him corrected, and then we got KO4QLG, Mr. Chris, over in Liberty. While I got you, Chad, is Anna around there? Is she going to check in with us tonight?
Yes, sir. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Her name is Anna. My QTH is Campobello. And we'll be in and out tonight, Gary.
I got KO4RYP, Miss Anna, up in Campobello. So we got that one in there. do appreciate it there, Chad. Hope everything's going well with you and Anna. And I sent a text out, but I haven't heard anything back. As soon as I hear something, I'll let you know. Let's see. Let's open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. 4FFZ. Dale in Mooresboro, North Carolina. Check the in and out, please.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November. K4VKN, this is Alan in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
DOS. 4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene in Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
DOS. Sir, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. That's KO4EYV. The name is David. I'm in Whitmire. And also check in by proxy, my father, Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie. That's KC4YLC. Had a brain mix up there. We both will be negative and negative, and thanks for calling that. 73.
Hey, man.
This is also David.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. Dale up there in Mooresboro, give me your call again, sir. It was my fault, not yours. I got it all mixed up here and broke my pencil point and everything else. Give me your call, Dale.
K4FFC.
And I got you down. Kilo, Kilo 4, Sierra, Sierra, Victor. KK4SSV, Mr. Dale up there in Mooresboro. Appreciate you being with us. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. And K4VKN, Mr. Allen down in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene. He's over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. And KO4EYV, that's Mr. David, and it brings along his dad, KC4YLC, also named David. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, David. Tell to your dad we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler over in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
4FFC, Dale in Mooresboro, Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Victor, for correction, please. Check me in and out, please.
You corrected. I apologize there, young man. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Victor. KK4FFV. That's Mr. Dale up in Mooresboro. Did I get that right that time?
Thank you for calling the net.
Thank you for being patient with me there, Dale. I'm sorry about that. But we got you in the log. We got you all straightened out. Thanks for being with us. And W4CTW, that's Mr. Tyler over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tyler. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Most everybody, this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chute portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. First one up I had on the rag chute list is Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, up there in Canada. Harry, what have you been up to today, young man?
KI4DOS, KC4EZN. Good evening, Gary, and everybody else out there. Been having a little bit of fun here. There is a group of, it's the Madison County Amateur Radio Club. They call themselves the High Appalachian Mountain Radio Society, or Hammers. And they're based in Mars Hill, and it is where the Hammerlin factory was located. and they're running a special event station on HF, or maybe sometimes on the Mount Mitchell repeater. And it's Whiskey 4 Hotel, so if you're on HF and see that, come back to whoever you see. I've been running 160 meters for the last 2 hours, and believe it or not, there's at least 8 or 10 folks out there on 160 right now. I've been having a lot of fun with that. Anyway, that's what I've been doing, Gary. KC4EZN.
Play like you've been having a lot of fun playing radio. I enjoy the wintertime, you know, when 160 meters really comes in good. I hadn't been on 160 yet, but since you say that there's some people out there on there right now, I may go turn that on when I get off of here, see if I can make a contact or two. I had a fella tell me a long time ago, he said, your antenna won't work on 160 meters. I said, well, don't tell the people I've talked to about it.
Yeah, 4DOS, KC4EZN. Yeah, I've got it's a variation of a Wyndham. I'll tell you about it some other day. But it supposedly was designed to work 40 meters and down, and, you know, what have you got to lose? I turned the radio on 80 meters, and I punched the tune button, and it eventually found a match, and I made 2 or 3 contacts. So, and that antenna's only 67 feet long. Now, a tuner won't hit it for 160, but I did make some contacts on 80. So basically, hook your radio up to it, protect the radio, you know, start with low power, and let your tuner do its job. You have to remember, the tuner's not making your antenna work better. It's making your radio think that it's really looking at a 50-ohm load it could be anywhere from 200 to 5,000, but your tuner will, that's what it does. But anyway, hook your radio up to it, give it a try, and see if it works. That's my best advice. But anyway, yeah, I've been having fun with that. Just messing around with it. It's a good group of guys up here, and they basically open it up to whoever's willing to operate. I'm having fun. The only thing that I'm a little bit worried about is I need Alaska and Hawaii on 160 meters for worked all states, but I'm not running my call sign. I'm running the Whiskey 4 Hotel call sign right now, so I hope I don't work one of those two. That kind of hurt. Anyway, with that, Gary, we'll bounce it back to you and let Walt have a chat at you, but just check in to see if you were asleep now when I checked in. I know you stutter occasionally, but you're never asleep, so we're having fun, Gary, and I appreciate it. KI4DOS, KC4EZN.
Well, I do appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit this evening. You enjoyed it. Don't get to do that enough. Old Ray, K4SUG, used to tell me all the time, and other folks, it said if it radiates, it's an antenna. If it does not, it's a bird perch. So you don't never know till you try it, and I tried mine on 160, and mine's an 80-meter antenna. You know, it'll cover 10 through 80, but it's really 80-meter antenna. It's not very efficient on 160, but it will talk, and it'll load up, or, you know, I can get it to the tuner to fool my radio into thinking it's tuning up, so I guess that's all that matters. But I'll look out for that W4H out there. Are they just running all the frequencies on HF? Are they, at, you know, 20 or 40 meters, or where are they running?
Yeah, 4DOS, KC4EZN. The best way to check and see where people are at is go to dxsummit.fi. That's a spotting network. And then in the search box, put in the W4H. And that'll show you who has at least logged in. Right now I'm looking at it, and there's only 3 of us say that we're working right now. And I can't tell you whether the other two folks are, but I have been. But that's the best way. But basically, the game plan this year, last year they tried to assign people bands and frequencies, and this year they basically said, go on that website, and if nobody's working where you want to work, put a spot and go for it. And for a small group of folks, like I say, they're it's not a big club, and they just put the word out in the community up here. Or say I live in Candler, which is probably about, I don't know, maybe 20-25 air miles, 40 miles of driving to get up to where those folks live. But real friendly group of people, and fun to work with, and give you an opportunity to play around. I say, I'm basically on FT8 right now, which is why part of why I'm having so much fun. And for those folks who wonder what kind of equipment I am running FT on, a 10-tech Corsair 2. Gary, I know that you're old enough to remember that. I own one. I'm looking at it. Beautiful radio. I know Chad said he had an Omni. I hope he understands what a priceless piece of equipment he's got. But that's what I'm running digital on. So don't say it can't be done. And yeah, you're right. If it loads and transmits, it's an antenna. If it doesn't, then it's a bird cage, or maybe it's a dummy load. We'll turn it back to you, Gary. Been having fun. KI4DOS, KC4EZN.
Gary, well, you keep having fun out there playing radios, and I'll see if I can jump on there and maybe find y'all in just a little while once I close the net out, and maybe give you one more contact. But in the meantime, have fun. Enjoyed it. And yeah, that 10-tech, that's a nice radio. It really is. I don't have any digital stuff hooked up right now. I had thought about hooking up the FT8 and that sort of thing, and I just hadn't done it yet. I hadn't taken the time to do it. But maybe I need to get into there and play with a little digital stuff every once in a while. Wouldn't hurt to help hone my skills a little bit. You know, you don't want to get everything rusty. I may do that here in the next day or two. But, Harry, you take care up there in Canada. Enjoyed it. And y'all make a lot of contacts and have a lot of fun playing radio. And we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, young man. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Whiskey 4, Foxtrot Yankee, Misher up here in Burnsville at 5,000 feet. I'll be negative, and I appreciate you tonight. Thanks.
Wes? Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative. Good evening to you, Miss Joy, and everyone on the net.
TOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4FY up in Burnsville. Can I get your name, sir?
Sorry about that. My name is Misher, just like Fisher, except with an M. It'll be Mike, India Sierra, Hotel Echo Romeo.
Appreciate you being with us. I think that's the first time you've checked in with me on this net. But come back as often as you can. We have a different net controller each night. Net starts at 9 p.m. But I'd love to have you come in and check in with us. Good signal from Burnsville. I'd also like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. All righty, next up on the stump is Mr. Walt, K4OIM, up there at Lake Bowen in Inman. Walt, you been fishing today?
Not quite, Gary. Oh, this is K4OIM. I didn't go fishing all summer. But boy, they still people down there on that pier. I came down through there the other day, and it was raining and cold. And I counted 8 cars down there, 4 on each side of the bridge, out there fishing in the rain and the cold wind. But I'm on Broad River Electric up here, and they built 5 new subdivisions. going toward Highway 9 out there on Foster Road. And it was too much of a load on the grid. And they are putting new poles up and new feed lines. But you be sitting here and the lights start flickering, they'll get real dim, and then they get real bright, then they go back down to dim. And then the next thing you know, you're sitting here in the dark. But I've got, I did have all my ham equipment on the solar. But when I rearranged everything, I put my HF station back on the grid. And right about the time I went to check in, everything went crazy and it went black. And I reached over and got my flashlight. Moved that power strip from the grid over to my inverter, and I got one lamp in here plugged into it. Other than that, I'm sitting down here in the dark. Now, I was wondering, literally at the same time I have. If somebody on here could tell me, I've got internet through Windstream, and the router is up there in my daughter's bedroom, and I was wondering if I could put a splice in that main feed line and tee off and come down here to my shack with another that feed line. And when we moved in, they were routers up there from every company. They didn't have Windstream. They had Spectrum. They had Dish Network. And I believe it was HughesNet. Now, I'm wondering if I could feed one of them up in that main feed line and have a router down here in my shack instead of going through the Wi-Fi thing. You think I could do that, Gary?
I don't know there, Walt. I'm not, I don't know how they wire up these computers and stuff nowadays. All mine's on Wi-Fi. I've got the router in one room, and then I got a computer in here, and then Joy's got one in her den in there. And it's, we're all on, we're wireless. But I don't see why you wouldn't be able to, come off of the, SAT-5 cable and, you know, put you a T in there and run it back down. Don't know about running it into another router, though, especially if it was a different, different brand, you know, like Spectrum or whatever instead of the Windstream. But maybe somebody else that's a little more computer savvy can answer that question a little better than I can, Walt.
Hey, poor Elsie, if I understand this correctly, you wanting to put the router on battery power, DC power, correct?
Correct. I will run the router off of the inverter. KI4LZI, KI4DOS, K4ORM.
Get a hold of him. Because he had, before he went off using that, he had his router operating off of battery power, WR4XM. Mandel Region, D.C. of Pickens County. He can tell you how to do it.
Yep, too. I'll call Windstream tomorrow and buy another router from them. And then I'm going to bring my main power cord in outside off the grid and have it in here, where I can have the lights down here in my shack. All my lights in here are 12 volt. The cam- kind of building and murdering it. And I've got another solar, brand new solar panel out there I can put up. And I just been waiting on the leaves to fall where the sun is shining. KI4LZI4DOS. I don't know why I have a problem with your call, Gary. Back to you, Gary.
I don't know that you have trouble with mine. The only one you need to know is yours. no, if you just want to run it off an inverter, yeah, you can do that. But you would have to move the router down there to your place and run your daughter's stuff up there wireless, you know, through the Wi-Fi. Unless you want to get a second router, I guess that would work as well. I was a little bit misunderstanding. I thought you was going to take one of the other routers that was there and try to hook it up with the one that you're using. So I was a little misunderstood. I misunderstood a little bit. But, gosh, I don't blame you. You know, I think I'd try to do that as well. You know, put everything on that inverter and run it off of battery power or solar or whatever you can. As much trouble as you have with the power up in that area, the transformer blows up about once a month, or, you know, now the power company's trying to overload the feed lines and all this, and that's not good for any of your equipment when the lights get real dim and then they get real bright. You know what that is, and that can't be good for your equipment, so I don't blame you for that.
Tomorrow, I'll go buy me another one of those surge protectors and put it in here. And the only thing I got down here that runs off the grid is my monitor, my TV, and my computer, and the refrigerator. I know I'll have to buy another, what they call it, deep cell battery. I'll need another battery, and I'm probably going to end up having to get another solar panel. But I'll get something figured out here. And, man, I hate to hear that about Robert. I know you didn't call the net the other night, chat filled in for him, but he'll be in my thoughts and prayers tonight. So that's all I got to say, Gary, KI4LZI, KI4DOS. I'll say 7-3s, and I'll sit here and listen for a little bit. I'm going to go up there and see if there's a breaker trip in the house. I don't see no lights in my bedroom, or my daughter's bedroom. So I'll say 7-3s for tonight, Gary.
Well, I hope you get your power back on and all that stuff, get that straightened out. I tell you, you've had a lot of trouble with your power up there since you moved up there. But you getting it straightened out slowly, and that's the main thing. And one of these days soon, it'll all be just a bad memory. At least I hope it is. But you take care over there, Walt. You be careful going from the shack up there to the house. It was been raining over here a little while ago, and the leaves might be slick or something, so you be careful. Good talking with you. We look forward to doing it again there, Walt. You take care there, young man. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KI4DOS.
So it's KO4, RUR. I was going to chime in on Walt about that modem and that inverter bit. Listening, on your feed line coming in, if you have a splitter out there, yeah, you're capable of running two routers, or a modem, if I believe what you're wanting. You can have one in the house and then run out one out to your hand shack, and then as long as your inverter can
Excuse me, once your modem on a router can hold the load of the inverter, you sure can hook it up. But you may experience some signal loss coming out there. You just have to contact Windstream and see if they'll let you do it.
Yeah, coming off of the splitter, I would, at the most, 20 feet out here to my shack. But, Chris, I appreciate that. And see what I can do tomorrow. So, 7-3 is all.
Yeah, 73 to you, Walt. But, yeah, you should be able to do that when I work the spectrum. I've done that for a couple of visits. But, KO4, you are, and I'm going to go ahead and say goodnight, y'all.
Coming in there and letting Walt know about that. That's always good to know. That's what the radio's here for, help us out each other. Those that know more about it than I do, I'm glad they jump in there. It sure does help out a lot. But thanks for coming in there, Chris, and I'm sure Walt appreciates it as well. Do we have any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
For a couple of questions I've got for my general.
If I can help you there or not, but go ahead there, Patrick.
Can you explain LUF and MUF to me?
Well, me on a brain dead moment. I know what they are, but I got to. Can I get back to you on that unless there's somebody else that can answer that for you real quick?
You can always get back to me anytime. I'm having trouble getting those in my head.
I'll get back to you on that one, Patrick. Like I said, my brain has quit working tonight. I didn't sleep good last night. And matter of fact, I was up all night and been up all day, and I'm getting my tired starting to show, and my brain's quitting to work. But I'll find out and get back to you.
Yeah, I appreciate any help you can give me. Go get you some rest. I know how you feel. I've been up since about 4:30 this morning myself.
You have too, haven't you?
And it does take it out of you.
You got a radio for a few minutes?
Yes, sir. I'm in here cramming for that test Saturday, so I'll be here for a little while.
I'll see you in just a little bit, see if I can find the answers to those questions for you. You're going to be by a little bit. I'll be back. I'll go ahead and close the net out and we'll get together on that. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. I'm going to about wrap it up. We'll submit this net report electronically and then we'll finish closing the net out. Folks had a grand total of 57 tonight. Good net. Appreciate each and every one of you that came in and checked in with me tonight. Come in again tomorrow night, and I do not know who's calling. Daniel has been calling on Friday night, so I'm assuming that he will be, but if that's not right, I apologize for not knowing who's going to call tomorrow night. So anyway, y'all have a great evening. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for all those checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear. KX, KI4DOS.
HKX. Hey, Gary.
What is it that you don't understand about the MUF and that sort of thing?
How do you determine what LUF and MUF are? How do you determine what's the lowest usable frequency and what is the maximum usable frequency?
Maximum usable frequency is the frequency at which the wave is reflected back to the earth from point A to point B. If it goes over, if you start off at point A and it goes to, you want it to go to point B, and if you increase the frequency and instead of it going to point A, from point A to point B, it goes to point C, then you have passed the maximum usable frequency. Did that make sense?